the plug of the national anthem here tonight as we get sent for basketball action on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Northwest as the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks step up in class tonight to battle the Class B opponent in Grand Island Northwest here tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Grand Island Northwest, they will go with Aubrey Fisher. Fisher, a 5'7" inch senior. Fisher, one of the leading scorers on the team, averaging 7.9 points per ball game. Callie Broick is a 5'6" inch sophomore. Also getting a start tonight will be Kelsey Plocky, 5'10", and a sophomore. She's averaging 8.3 points per ball game. The other starters will be Bailey Parr, a 5'5" junior, and also Aaron Schleicher, who's a 6-foot senior. Again, Mike Herzberg is the head coach of Grand Island Northwest, a team that comes in here 4 wins and 6 losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia go with Little Sheehy tonight, 5'8" junior. Sheehy is averaging 3.9 points per ball game. Claire Hamburger is a 5'9" senior. Hamburger averaging 18.1 points per ball game, 5.6 rebounds per game. Chandra Farmer, a 5'3" junior, averaging 19.8 points per ball game. Also getting a start tonight will be Carly Wright, a 5'8" senior. Wright averaging 2.6 points per ball game. And Lucy Skok, a 6-foot sophomore. She is averaging 4.3 points per ball game. St. Cecilia coached by Tim Farmer. Hawkins 8-2 on the season. Grand Island Northwest again with a mark of 4 wins and 6 losses. We got set to go. Northwest going to be dressed in their road black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings St. Cecilia will be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in blue here tonight. Girls High School basketball from the Chat, the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes will shoot to our basket to our left as we got set to, here to go tonight in girls high school basketball. Ball is in the air, and the fourth-ranked Hawkettes will control the opening tip. This is a Chandra Farmer. She'll control the ball here. Grand Island Northwest will play mostly man-to-man here tonight. There's a lob pass from Skok down low to Farmer. Gets it back out to Hamburger on the wing. The Chandra Farmer out of Carly Wright to the elbow left side of the lane. Driving toward the hole is going to be Skok, and she's fouled in a play as she goes up for the shot. So we'll play to 20 seconds in the ball game. We got our first personal foul here in the contest. It's going to go against Grand Island Northwest. Personal foul is going to be called on Bailey Parr. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Vikings. Non-shooting situation. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. They get it to Carly Wright in the lane. Over to Lucy Skok on the right side, just inside the three-point circle. Out to right top of the key. Now to Farmer. Fakes the three. Dribbles at the elbow. Stomps right there. Farmer comes out to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling with the ball. This Hawkett team has been averaging 61.8 points per ball game. Driving the baseline is going to be Wright. Throws it out to the far side. Three-pointer by Hamburger. Good. Claire Hamburger knocks down a tray to get the ball game started here for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes are out on top 3-0. Here's a steal by Hamburger. The Farmer shot is up there and in. Farmer gets the field goal. St. Cecilia gets the turnover here. As the Hamburger steals, the inbounds pass away. And bam, just like that, it's a 5-0 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Grand Island Northwest. Here's the Vikings back with the basketball now. Broick comes on the right side of the wing to Fisher. Lobs it down low to Schleicher. Shot is up and in. Aaron Schleicher scores there for Grand Island Northwest. 5-2 is the score now. Vikings back to within 3 points. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball here in their offensive zone. This is Lil Sheehy getting the start tonight for head coach Tim Farmer. Out to Chandra Farmer now. Top of the key. Drives it down to Laner. Shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. So Farmer will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She is fouling a play here by Aubrey Fisher. That's going to be her first, the team's second on Grand Island Northwest. So Chandra Farmer to the free throw line, 67% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there, and her shot is good. Farmer down 21 out of 31 from the free throw line this year. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 63% of their foul shots, 44% from the field, 35% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there, it is good by Chandra Farmer. Hastings St. Cecilia is out to a 5-point lead early in the ballgame. 7-2 is the score. Here's Bailey Parr with the ball in backcourt. Down to Fisher. Aubrey Fisher will bring things up against Carly Wright. Fisher crosses the 10-second line. Now brings it back to the center of the floor. Fisher on the dribble. Comes to the near side. Takes it down to the baseline. Flips the ball away to a Plocky. She has it tipped away into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Farmer. Farmer drives toward the hooper. Shot is up there good. Another turnover on Grand Island Northwest. And Chandra Farmer gets the field goal. That's two turnovers on Grand Island Northwest, and St. Cecilia has a 9-2 lead here. We are 2 minutes into the ball game from the Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia. Plocky has got the ball. Plocky goes over to Schleicher, tries to throw the hole. Shot no good. Gets the one rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores, and she's fouled. Erin Schleicher scores as she grabs the offensive rebound and the putback. She is fouled in a play here. Now Schleicher will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is called on Lucy Skoke. That's going to be your first and the first team foul on the Hawkeyes. So Schleicher to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Erin Schleicher with a three-point play. She's got all 5 points for Grand Island Northwest. Vikings are back to within 4 points now. 9-5 is the score. St. Cecilia with the ball. Skoke comes out to Little Sheehy. Little Sheehy bounce pass down in the corner. That's going to be Claire Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger dribbles it to the elbow, throws it back out here to Sheehy. Shot from the top of the key, no good. Rebound Hamburger. Hamburger goes to Sheehy down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Little Sheehy scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Hawkeyes are out on top now by 6. It's 11-5. Here comes the Vikings back the other way. A shot from the right baseline, no good by Schleicher, and the rebound on the weak side there by Claire Hamburger. Hamburger puts on the floor, dribbles back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. They get the ball to Farmer. Farmer takes off, bounce pass underneath the basket. Is kicked out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will play things in. Taylor Weiland coming into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. And coming out is going to be Bailey Parr. 11-5 is the score, just underway in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Out between the circles is going to be Carly Wright. Now to Farmer. Fakes the three. Bounce pass goes inside to Skoke. Gives it back to Farmer. Bounce pass left side of the lane. A shot by Wright is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Grand Island Northwest. Kelsey Plocky got the rebound. Here come the Vikings now. GI Northwest trailing in the ball game by a score of 11-5 early in this first quarter. Driving down the lane is going to be Brolick. She loses control of the ball but picks it up on the baseline. Kylie Brolick brings it back out into three-point territory. Runs the offense. Here's Aubrey Fisher with the ball. Fisher drives it to the right side of the lane, stops there, reverses the ball. Now to Plocky for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebounded inside there by Schleicher. Schleicher's pass left side. His shot is up there. No good. And the foul's going to be called. Schleicher got her second offensive rebound. Got them all the way to Kylie Brolick. She goes up with a shot, and she is hammered on the play. And now she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two shots here. Lucy Skoke picks up her second personal foul. So two fouls now on Skoke. Second team foul called on the Hawkeyes here in this first quarter of play. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Kylie Brolick. That's her first point of the ball game. Into the contest now for St. Cecilia. There's going to be a Josie Prevett. Prevett comes in. Lucy Skoke checks out. Also coming out of the ball game is going to be Kelsey Plocky for Grand Island Northwest. There's a second free throw. It's up there. It dances around the rim and down through the hole it goes. Kylie Brolick gets a couple of free throws. And now Grand Island Northwest wants to call a timeout here. Northwest calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 11, Grand Island Northwest 7.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This time out brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Northwest here in girls high school basketball tonight. The score is now 11-7 in favor of St. Cecilia. Following the Grand Island Northwest timeout, the Hawkeyes will come the length of the floor now. St. Cecilia in their white and blue uniforms shooting to our basket to our left tonight. Hawkeyes trying to get back on the winning track after dropping one to Lincoln Christian on Saturday, 58-51. There's a pass from Carly Wright. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Second turnover, and he's seen St. Cecilia coming back the other way. The pass goes right through the fingertips of Schleicher out of bounds. The Northwest turns the ball over for the third time here in the ball game. Two turnovers for St. Cecilia. Now the Hawkeyes with the ball. We're about halfway through this first quarter of play, down to 4 minutes to go. Here's a Chandra Farmer with the ball. Goes over into high right side. That's going to be Claire Hamburger with the ball. Now to Carly Wright. Two-handed pass comes over here to Farmer. And a whistle. We're going to have an offensive foul called here. An offensive foul is going to be called on Little Sheehy. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes here in the first quarter of play. So with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the first quarter, Grand Island Northwest will end up bound the ball here in backcourt. This is Bailey Parr with it now. She'll bring it up against Sheehy. Bailey Parr on the dribble. She approaches the 10-second line, steps it across the midcourt division there and brings it into the offensive zone. Here's Witten with the ball now, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be called. Offensive foul is going to be called in Avery Wood. Trying to set up a screen out there for J.C. Witten. And an offensive foul is called on Avery Wood. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Grand Island Northwest. 11-7 is the score. Girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Chandra Farmer gets it out here to Hamburger. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Down to Sheehy from 15. Her shot no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. Picked up there and then lost out of bounds by Josie Pavette. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Reagan Esch. Esch into the ball game. Carly Wright will check out. 11-7. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead early in the contest. Grand Island Northwest has got the ball. Bailey Parr will bring things up again against Sheehy. Parr brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Now we'll set up here offensively as Hastings St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Sheehy. Gets the pass down the floor. The Farmer shoots, drives, and scores. Chandra Farmer scores. That's turnover number 4 in the ball game for Grand Island Northwest. Farmer gets the field goal. It's now a 13-7 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by 6 points. Far sideline is going to be Avery Wood. She gets the ball away now to Weiland. Takes it just inside the free throw circle. The shot's partially deflected from behind by Hamburger. The ball is brought down by Farmer to Hamburger. Now driving for the hole, shooting and missing, and being fouled in the play is Reagan Esch. Nice defensive play back there by Hastings St. Cecilia. Now Esch will go to the free throw line for the Hawkettes. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on J.C. Witten. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 4 already on Grand Island Northwest. The jump from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Reagan Esch. Esch is now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line here this season, knocking down 83% of her foul shots. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 14-7. They've doubled the score on Grand Island Northwest. Second shot is up there, no good. We got a jump ball on the rebound. Little Sheehy is tied up in the play there by Allie Beckman, who's into the ball game now for Northwest. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings, so GI Northwest will come back with the ball. 2 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkins are out on top of the Vikings by a score of 14-7. Inbounds pass is swatted back away there by Claire Hamburger. Trying to get the ball inbounded there was Aubrey Fisher of GI Northwest. Fisher will get things in now to a Beckman here on the near sideline. There's a pass right to the 10-second line to Bailey Parr. She steps into the offensive zone here against St. Cecilia. Parr goes over to Broick. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. She takes off, drives, shoots, and scores. Farmer again with another driving layup. She's got 10 points here in the ball game already. She's got 10 of the 16 for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes are out on top by a score of 16-7 here in the first quarter over Class B opponent Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Aubrey Fisher down in the baseline, wings it in the lane. The ball is going to be deflected out of bounds. Last touch there by Sheehy of St. Cecilia. So Northwest will play things in. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead in girls high school basketball tonight. Down in the corner, that's going to be Avery Wood with it now for Grand Island Northwest. Gets it on the wing to Fisher. Back down in the corner, Wood has got the ball. Picked up there by Sheehy. Out on top, Broick has got it. Top of the circle, and now a traveling violation. Broick trying to put a move on Reagan Esch, and his whistle for the traveling violation. 6 turnovers on Grand Island Northwest here in the basketball game. And we're still in the first quarter with a 1:57 left. 16-7 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia looking to add to that total right here. Farmer comes up, fires up a 3. Her shot's going to be too long, no good. Rebound comes down defensively to Avery Wood. Wood back into the offensive zone here for Grand Island Northwest. Now to Bailey Parr. Parr comes to the near sideline to Brulick. 200 pass comes out on top to Fisher. 3-pointer put up there near, and she banks one home. Aubrey Fisher banks home a 3-pointer from the top of the circle. She averages 7.9 points per ball game. Northwest back within 6. 16-10, Reagan Esch around his screen, drives it down the lane, has the ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in, baseline right side, underneath her own basket. Kelsey Plocky coming back in the ball game now for Northwest. Bailey Parr will come out of there. Sandra Farmer will inbound the ball. She gets it in the corner there to a Carly Wright. Out of little Sheehy, down in the corner to Farmer, moves to her right, throws up a 17-footer, good. Sandra Farmer scores again for Hastings St. Cecilia, 12 points in the ballgame now for Farmer. 18-10 to score, St. Cecilia with a lead. Plonky back the other way, loses control of the ball on the baseline, but it's last touch there by St. Cecilia's Josie Prevett. The Northwest will play it in, baseline right side. Farmer comes out of the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. And in there is going to be Claire Hamburger now. But just over a minute to play in the first quarter. 18-10 to score. Northwest with the ball. Here's Avery Wood. Free throw line extended right side. Gets it to Plonky. Back outside to Wood. Her shot for three is no good. Bound for the rebound. Luce is brought down on the baseline. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Going up for the shot there was Brolick for Grand Island Northwest. And she's tied up on the play. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes will come back with the ball. 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 18-10. Hawkettes have the lead. Claire Hamburger comes over to Lil Sheehy. Free throw line extended left side. Leaves it out on top to Reagan Esch. Right wing. Hamburger's got the ball. Dribbles with it here. Gives his man-to-man defense of Northwest. Lob pass goes inside to Carly Wright. Drives it down the lane. Her shot off the window is good. Wright scores. That's her first field goal. And the Hawkettes have doubled the score again on Grand Island Northwest. It is 20-10 in favor of St. Cecilia. Plonky with the ball. Out on top. Avery Wood has got it. Wood now to Aubrey Fisher. She lobs it into the lane. The ball's going to be deflected away, but it's picked up on the left side of the lane. There's a shot taken there. No good by Avery Wood. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Reagan Esch. Esch gets it away down to Claire Hamburger. 6 seconds. Hamburger with the ball. Goes inside to Esch. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose underneath the basket. Time expires. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia 20. Grand Island Northwest 10. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams. 1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Grand Island Northwest here after the first quarter. The score is 20-10 in favor of the Hawkettes here in this one. So far, it's been Chandra Farmer with the hot hand here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Farmer's already got 12 points in the basketball game. Carly Wright's got a couple of points. Claire Hammer's got three. Little Sheehy has got two. Reagan Esch has got 1 point. Meanwhile, for Grand Island Northwest, leading the way is Erin Schleicher. She's got five. Your first quarter stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at Food Cupboard and save big today. 20-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass through the lane. Nobody home. Brolick out here in three-point territory. Throws it down to paint. Nobody down there for GI Northwest. So the Vikings turned them all over for the eighth time already here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead, 20-10. Hawkins have the ball. Here's Claire Hamburger on the wing. Out to Farmer. Now to Hamburger, 4-3. Right sideliner shot is up there, no good. Wright with a rebound. Fowler shot is up there and in. Carly Wright gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and the fourth-ranked Hawkins are rolling along here. 22-10 is the score over Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball. Aubrey Fisher has got the ball. Dribbles right side of the lane. Gives it away now to Parr. Barr dribbles across the free throw line, goes down in the corner. That's going to be Erin Schleicher, who's back into the ball game. Back out to Fisher, top of the key. Back inside is Schleicher. Puts a move on, drives it down the lane, and the foul is going to be called. So Schleicher will go to the free throw line here for Grand Island Northwest. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Reagan Esch. That's going to be her first. To the free throw line is going to be Erin Schleicher. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Hastings St. Cecilia in the first quarter tonight hitting 9 out of their first 13 shots, 69%. Grand Island Northwest is 4 out of 9 for 44%. Next shot by Schleicher is going to be up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Here's a Chandra Farmer bringing the ball back now for the Hawkettes. Races the ball across the midcourt stripe. Farmer goes over to Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Out to Reagan Esch. Entry pass to right. Back out to Farmer on the wing. Spins at the top of the three-point circle. Takes the ball on the paint. Her shot is up there. No good. Bottom for the rebound is loose. It's brought down here by Hamburger. Hamburger now to right. Her little five-footer is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to GI Northwest. Bailey Parr with the ball here for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Aubrey Fisher. Fisher drives the ball inside the paint. Gives away to Bailey Parr. Now left side. The Schleicher shot from 10 is up there. No good. Schleicher had her own rebound. It gets away from her. Now she picks it up out here in the three-point territory. Rockets a pass down low. That's going to be Broick. Her shot is knocked out of her hand. She gets it back. Puts it back up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Josie Prevett with her rebound there for the Hawkins. Gets the Farmer into the forecourt. Now to Hamburger. Back outside to Farmer. Looking to penetrate. Now backs up. Takes a three. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Broick. Broick with the ball for Grand Island Northwest. As Schleicher drives, shoots, and scores. Erin Schleicher scores. That's her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 7 points. 22-12 is the score now. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead. We're in the second quarter here at the Chapman Gymnasium with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here's Reagan Esch. Rainbow pass far side. Hamburger, rather, Farmer for three. Shot good. Sandra Farmer knocks down a three ball. Nobody can stop her. She's got 15 points in the ball game already for Hastings St. Cecilia. 25-12 is the score now. Hawkins have their biggest lead of the ball game at 13 points. Schleicher with the ball right at the free throw line. Erin Schleicher goes to Fisher, drives, and she'll be fouled into play by Farmer. Sandra Farmer picks up her first personal foul. And that should send Aubrey Fisher to the free throw line. It will. St. Cecilia in the first quarter on three-pointers, they were 1 out of 3. Grand Island Northwest was 2 out of 3. Rebounds were even at 4 apiece. Grand Island Northwest with 7 turnovers, facing St. Cecilia with 2. As Aubrey Fisher hits the free throw, she'll get one more. St. Cecilia already with 2 blocked shots. Grand Island Northwest with no blocked shots in the first quarter to play. 25-13 is the score. Facing St. Cecilia out on top of GI Northwest here tonight. Here comes the next shot by Fisher. It is up there and in. So Aubrey Fisher cans a couple of free throws. And now we've got a timeout. A timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Giltner has got an early 7-4 lead over Kennesaw in high school basketball. Girls playing tonight over in Kennesaw. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here at 25-14. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Cameron Kissinger. That's going to be no good. Rebound Hamburger. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Schleicher. Erin Schleicher with the ball for Grand Island Northwest. Right-handed dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone herself as he dribbles up the floor. Now stomps out here. Just across the 10-second line. Gets it to Weiland. This is Taylor Weiland dribbling with the ball now against Carly Wright. Takes it to the free throw line. Spins. Puts up a shot. It's way off of the mark. No good. Long rebound comes out here to Chandra Farmer. Farmer races the ball down the right sideline. Jump pass inside to right. Shot good. Carly Wright scores. Chandra Farmer gets the assist. Chandra is also averaging 3.2 assists per ball game and 4.3 steals to go along with their scoring average of 19.8 points per ball game. And Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 27-14 here in the basketball game. There's a Weiland with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Avery Wood, who's back into the ball game. Right side to Parr. Her pass down low is right through the fingertips of Weiland, out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover here on Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be their 9th of this first half of play. So 9 turnovers on Grand Island Northwest. They're down in the ball game by a score of 27-14. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Busy week for the Blue Hawks and the Hawkins of Hastings St. Cecilia with 3 games scheduled here this week. There's a Farmer with the ball to the free throw line to right, dribbles it down the lane. Her running one-hander is up there, no good. Rebound Skolk puts it back up. Her shot from point blank, no range, no good. Rebound Skolk gets it back out to Kissinger. Her shot from 15 is no good. The ball swatted out of bounds. That's going to be Grand Island Northwest ball. So So three shots in the hole there for Hastings St. Cecilia, and they couldn't finish. Hawkins having a 13-point lead, 27-14 here in the first half. Or in the second quarter with 3:55 to play. There's a Bailey Parr with the ball. Parr comes back the other way for GI Northwest. Brings it into the offensive zone here against the Chandra Farmer. Parr dribbling with the ball to the left side. Picks up the dribble. Now throws it down on the baseline. It's too far out of bounds. Parr trying to get it to Kelsey Plocky and threw it too far. Turnover number 10 on Grand Island Northwest here in the ball game. 27-14. Hawkins have an early 13-point lead here in this one. Here's a Chandra Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia's. GI Northwest has now gone to a, looks like a 3-2 zone defense. Down in the right corner, shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger knocks down a tray for Hastings St. Cecilia from the deep right corner. And the Hawkins are out on top by a score of 30-14 over Class B opponent Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Bailey Parr with the ball here on the near sideline, picked up by Farmer. Bounce pass down low. Beckman has got the ball on the low block. Gets it inside. A driving layup is up there and in. Give the field goal there to a Taylor Weiland. The assist will go to Allie Beckman, and now we get a timeout here from Grand Island Northwest. Timeout GI Northwest brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. You get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. Just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Number one ranked Giltner is out on top of Kennesaw after the first quarter. 13-9. We understand the Lady Hornets senior, Kelby Lyon, who's a big part of the Hornets offense, is on the bench with ice on an ankle. So he turned an ankle in the first quarter and has not returned, but Giltner has got the lead over Kennesaw 13-9 in girls high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia leading there. There's a shot with the baseline by Josie Prevett. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Kylie Brolick for Grand Island Northwest. Gets the ball into the forecourt to Witten. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hamburger. That's turnover number 11 on Grand Island Northwest. There's a little Sheehy with the ball, streaking back the other way. Gets it out to Farmer, 4-3, and the shot is up there, no good. Rebound being tapped around underneath the basket, and the ball's going to be taken out of there by Aubrey Fisher now for Grand Island Northwest. Gets it away to Brolick, and she holds things up here as she slows the pace down a little bit, brings it into the offensive zone here against Farmer. Goes over to Fisher, high right side, dribbles in the free throw line, puts up a shot good. Fisher scores over Sheehy. Aubrey Fisher now with 7 points in the ball game, 30-18. The Hawkins have the lead. There's a Cameron Kissinger with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Comes out to Farmer. Long pass to Prevett inside the free throw circle. Josie Prevett goes over to the right side to Hamburger. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Down to Kissinger, down in the corner. That's a Farmer with the ball around the Kissinger screen. Dribbles inside, stops there. Gets rid of the ball. Comes out here to Kissinger. Kissinger flips it into the hands now of Claire Hamburger. She drives it down the left side of the lane to Farmer on the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Allie Beckman of Grand Island Northwest. Beckman down to Fisher. She runs her back now 3-on-3 all the way to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Kissinger for Hastings St. Cecilia. Kissinger gets the ball away down to Chandra Farmer. 30-18 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by 12 points here in the ball game. Kissinger, two-handed pass, comes out here to Hamburger. Drives the ball to the free throw line, gives it up down to Kissinger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Hamburger with the rebound down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of GI Northwest by a score of 32-18 with a minute to play here in the second quarter. Brolin gets the ball outside. There's a long-range jumper by Fisher, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger, right-handed dribble, waist high across the 10-second line. Hamburger goes over to a Farmer on the deep right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Hamburger. Takes the ball into the paint. Her running one-hander is up there good. Banks one home. Claire Hamburger back-to-back field goals. Hamburger now with 10 points in the ball game. And it's 34-18. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Tyler Brolick with the ball down the near sideline. Roick, two-handed pass, comes out here to Fisher at the top of the key. Fisher, her shot is up there and in. Aubrey Fisher knocks out a three ball there over little Sheehy. Fisher now with 10 points in the ball game for GI Northwest. Here's Sheehy back the other way. Her shot in the lane is going to be good, but it won't count. He is fouled on the way in there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Grand Island Northwest. It's going to go on to Avery Wood. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 5 on Grand Island Northwest. Here comes Carly Wright back in. Reagan Esch coming back in now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Also coming in for GI Northwest is going to be Bailey Parr. Non-shooting situation here. Hastings St. Cecilia with him down the ball. They get it to Josie Prevett. Out here to Brittany Magners is into the ball game now. Down in the corner to Wright. Left side to Reagan Esch. Drives it down to Wayne. Kicks her back out here to Magners. Bounce pass inside to Prevett. Picks up the ball off the hardwood. Her turnaround jumper is up there no good. Rebound to Beckman, and that's the end of the first half of play. We have reached halftime here at Girls High School Basketball tonight. The score after two quarters, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Northwest. It's the Hawkettes 34, Grand Island Northwest 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10.